It's a deep, dark place, and nothing's actually moving at all. I suddenly awake, completely drenched in water, snapping upright as the world floods in around me. Literally, I try to call out, "What? Hello?" Wait, I'm underwater. That was retarded. Oh god, I'm drowning. Oh, there's an oxygen mask over my face, and tubes in my arms and legs, apparently. What should I do? I lean back and do the dance of my people. This makes me feel a little better. Wait, my people? I try to remember what happened before I woke up, but I can't remember anything. I suppose that's bad, yes? The container appears to be made of, I don't know, hard stuff, probably. There's seams. Might be a door. I bet it's really tough, and will take at least 22 updates to open. I can't remember. I feel like my entire creation was a horrible mistake, though. I get myself situated as best I can, and I begin to rock the tank. I hope nobody comes knocking. I think it's working. I must be strong. Very strong. It would have been so cool if that had actually happened. It turns out I was able to just push the door open.
Wait, what are you anyway?
I'm not quite sure what I am. Closer inspection makes me feel aware that I'm female. I guess that's something, right? I feel a little tired. There. Kind of small and squishy. They make me feel a little uneasy, almost as if someone regrets designing me with them.
Like the terminals of the giant 9-volt battery?
It tastes like metal. There's a faint luminescent mist providing a small amount of light to the area, but it's quite dim. My eyes seem well suited to low-light environments, and I could see a huge lake and a cave leading further in or out. I bite down on the cables. Oh, this feels weird. Isn't it just a 9-volt battery? I want to let go, but I can't. I feel so much power coursing through me. It feels so good. And the next moment, I find myself laying on the floor in a compromising position that would no doubt get a lot of people trying strange emotes like :3C. What just happened? It looks like the battery exploded. I see a path leading further into the cave. I would go explore it, but I'm kind of attached to the capsule. I feel a little sore, but less tired. A little stronger, perhaps. I remove the cables from my arms and begin eating them. It's kind of tasty in a weird sort of way. My arm bleeds a little, but my wounds seem to feel better as I chow down. Num, num, num. Aw, gee. If someone saw me paying out like this, they'd probably start calling me fat. If we find another battery, I'm all ears. I peer under the pond. Looks like there's a crude imitation of someone else's background here.
Check that chest wound, girl.
What? Was this here before? Did it appear after I bit down on the battery's cables? Now my chest makes me feel even more uneasy.
Try using one of your own tails.
Ow, that hurt. A lot. It doesn't taste very good either. There doesn't seem to be much here, aside from an increasingly obvious way out of here. It takes a moment, but my tail manages to heal itself and grow back. I don't feel any stronger or different, though. I don't think eating my tails would do anything other than hurt a lot.
Eat the chain.
It has a lot more slack than I thought at first. Oh man, this is gonna be so delicious. I gently pat it. Is it purring? Hard to tell underwater, but it seems happy. Oh, I don't want to eat it. It's too cute. Are you seriously trying to make me make out with a fish? Eating my own tail was one thing, but I draw the line at fishy romance. I don't know how to check a fish's gender anyway.
Ride it like a mechanical bull.
What? I head to the surface. I don't think the fish guy can survive out of water. He looks at me expectantly. The thought of leaving it makes me kind of sad, but I need to find a way out of here. There might be answers out there as to who or what I am. I chow down on the chain. Delicious! I think I'm becoming aware of my microbiology, or at least my normal biology. Maybe I can improve one of my abilities? I could focus on speed and stamina, senses, strength, or cup size. I'm not quite sure why the last one's there. I think someone should stop trying to deny they're a pervert. I can only improve one of them until I get hungry enough to eat again. I wonder which one I should go for.
Cup size.
Well, okay, I guess. I have enough energy to bring myself up to a modest strength. Oops, I miscounted. Strength it is. I feel myself getting a little stronger. I should be able to lift heavier things now. Okay, I lean down and give the fish monster a kiss. It seemed to enjoy that. I can't help but smile as I watch it splash around happily. I gently pat it on the head and say goodbye. As much as I like to play with it longer, I need to find out more about this place and my situation. I enter the painfully obvious cave opening. My tails itch a bit, but my senses aren't quite honed enough to be sure what they're reacting to. I decide to leave the black plant-looking thing alone for now. And check the... Oh, dear. There's bones in here. They look alien and yet familiar.
Make bags into clothes. Once you've checked what is in it anyway.
I don't think it's in my size.
Carry the fish with you inside your body.
I really don't want to eat it. I fill the box with water. It doesn't seem to leak at all. My platonic friend is happy to see me again, and I decide to name him Roz. I'm also going to assume it's a male, since he seems so attached to me. When I lift him out of the water, he doesn't seem to struggle at all. He doesn't gasp for air, and instead lies content in my arms. I can lift it easily enough, but should I really be lugging a box around? What if something hostile shows up? I don't see anything around here that could be used to make wheels. I guess I'd have to come back later if I wanted to do that. I don't think it's very nice of me to keep humoring Roz like this. I try to imagine a boat on a river. But instead, I just picture people pointing and laughing at me for making out with a fish. Ah, he forced his tongue. Pita, pita. Okay, I'm not kissing the fish anymore. I can feel his body expanding and contracting. I think he's breathing. He's not showing any signs of asphyxiation. Part of me thinks I should just leave Roz here. But even though he's kind of a pervert, he's the only friend I have right now. I decide to just carry him with me for the moment. Maybe I can find a better home for him than that small pond. With Roz in hand, I return to the... Did the cave look like this before? I don't think the cave looked like this before.
Okay, stop making out with the fish. It's kind of gross.
I wasn't trying to. He just seemed so happy when I kissed him. I had no idea he'd try something like that. Clearly the solution is to never kiss him again. My mind's pretty made up on this. I sternly tell Ross not to try that again, and then touch him to one of the strange stalks. He doesn't react. I try touching him with my tails, but what I see doesn't match up with what they feel. Something's definitely off here. I decide to head back to the water again, and notice my lazily rendered reflection. Is that what I look like? I can't tell if I'm pretty or horrifying. I don't feel so good.
Obey.
Ugh, my chest's on fire. Really don't feel good. Getting hard to breathe. Weak, something in veins. Poison. I think I managed to get some of it out, but I still feel very ill. I lie down and look at Roz. Should I hate him? I don't have any energy left. I think I'll just rest here a while. Huh? How long was I out? I feel much better, but kind of strange. I look down at my hand. I notice it looks a little more fin-like than before. I can feel Ross's acknowledge in my head. He's a dream worm, and while most dream worms prefer to live it alone, it drove him to madness. I had made him happy for the first time in his memory. He was so scared that I leave him that he merged his life force with mine. I hear a voice in my head. It sounds like an apology. I don't think I'm having fun anymore.
And now I'm inside of you.
You're alive?
I ask.
More or less. What exactly did you do? I managed the life forces of making you immune to poison and saving your life. Once we get out of here, I'm pretty sure I might possibly be able to return to my old form. I admit I've never tried this before. I can take control of your body at any time. Don't worry, I won't do it unless absolutely necessary or hilarious. I can also temporarily grant you a bonus to one of your abilities for a few seconds, going beyond the max level if it comes to that. But I tire out afterwards and must rest. Tell me, how do you feel? Go ahead and examine yourself very thoroughly.
I feel kind of tired and weak. Maybe hungry, but I'm not in pain. I double-check my body.
Why are my boobs bigger? Don't sound so upset.
You chose that upgrade yourself. I must say I approve of your taste.
What do you want from me anyway?
I ask, continuing to sound annoyed.
I want the same thing you do, to escape this place. Just hug yourself. You're not going to keep me being a huge pervert, are you? People might draw a horrifying fan art of us. I'm just being playful. I really like you, you know. But I'll stop if you feel too uncomfortable.
I head back into the pond, remembering an idea I had earlier. Swimming is a little bit easier, and I feel like I can hold my breath a little longer. I reach into the hole. I bonk myself on the head and reach into the hole. I pull out a vial filled with a strange liquid. I decide that we've derailed long enough and continue to explore. The cave is back to normal and leads to darkness. My senses aren't strong enough to see into the abyss. My tails itch. I'm sorry, should I stop doing that? I've become more aware of them now that gravity actually has some effect.
Don't listen to them. You should enjoy your gifts. I don't know what it contains. I kept it because it's shiny.
I take a small taste. It's kind of sweet. My admittedly limited senses tell me it's not hurting my insides. Okay, I down it like a moron. Whoa. Pain moving outward, growing steadily more intense. Pain I felt for a long time. So long I didn't even remember it was pain, only just now realizing it. I had stubbed my toe. I feel all of my abilities increase drastically.
Temporarily boost senses.
Roz boosts my senses, bringing them above my natural limit. I feel powerful, very powerful. My muscles are strong, my chest is heavy. I am more aware of the air around me. I can feel the pond behind me. There's life everywhere. I also think my hair is standing up in a way that looks very silly. The liquid was red. I see, feel life everywhere. There's a sort of mist in the air providing light and water. I can see a cave on the other side of this chasm. I sense a lot of energy coming from there. Below me, maybe a life form? It feels alien to me. There's something odd beside the entrance to both upper caves. I think it's metal. The post appears to contain some sort of clockwork device with a clockwork key set into it. As I touch it with my tail, I can sense that it's somehow connected to the metal I felt beside both cave entrances. Turning the key might do something awesome or dangerous. Something tells me I should try turning the key. Just a hunch. I walk over to the log. Wow, this feels weird. And give the key a turn. I can feel the spinning and grinding of mechanical pieces all around me. The sound of part of the wall falling down would startle me had my enhanced senses not seen it coming. It locks into place. I'm kind of hungry. Huh? Oh yes, good idea. It doesn't taste very good, but I get most of it down. I think I'll need more energy to upgrade again. But at least I'm not hungry anymore.
You're so cute.
With all my power, there's no doubt in my mind that I can just leap the damn thing. I run out and jump. Man, all this jiggling is kind of uncomfortable. I'm not going to miss these things when the vial wears off. I wonder if... Why did I think this was a good idea? This is probably not the time to notice this, but I think Roz's boost wore off. Vial's still working, though.
Try not to die. Also, let go.
That might kill me.
Watch out for that game spider. Oh god, it's about to touch your hand.
Please don't scare me right now. I start shimmying.
I like the view.
I'm really rather not look down right now.
That's not what I'm talking about. Why don't you shake around a bit while you hear me?
Ross, this really isn't the time to be hitting on me.
Hopefully it won't be a problem much longer. The first upgrade made me notice them more, but wasn't all that bad. This is just obnoxious. Roz makes a hasty retreat as a loud sound is heard from behind me. Thanks to my enhanced senses, I realize that there's another rail falling down nearby. It doesn't take me long to figure out what's going on,
and I quickly move myself to avoid being squished by the connecting pieces as they fall. I climb on top of the newly completed bridge, my heart racing.
Are you okay?
Ross asks, sounding concerned for once.
No.
Would a kiss make you feel better?
I thought we weren't doing that anymore.
Oh, I think there's some people who would love to see more of it.
I feel an energy in the cave ahead. It is familiar and somewhat frightening.